Theoretical recap. Browser DevTools are a built-in suite of tools available in every modern browser, Chrome, Firefox, Edge, that let you inspect, debug, and modify a web page in real time, without touching your source files. Think of DevTools as an X-ray machine for your page. You can see the HTML structure, the CSS rules applied to each element, the computed styles after inheritance and specificity, and even live edit values to test fixes instantly. The core mental model. The browser reads your HTML, builds a DOM, document object model, tree, then applies CSS rules in a specific order governed by specificity and inheritance. When something looks wrong visually, the bug almost always lives at the intersection of the DOM and the applied styles. DevTools lets you pinpoint exactly which rule is responsible, and whether it is being overridden, missing, or misapplied. Common beginner mistakes include editing the source file immediately without first diagnosing the problem in the browser, confusing an inherited property with an explicitly set one, overlooking the box model, margin versus padding versus border, and not realizing that a rule has been crossed out in DevTools because a more specific rule is overriding it. Mini example: a centered div refuses to center. In DevTools, you inspect the element and notice that margin 0 auto is struck through because a parent has text align left applied, which does not affect block level centering, but the real culprit is that the div has no explicit width, so auto margins have nothing to calculate against. Fix, add a width, and the centering works. Workshop brief. This workshop directly follows your theoretical introduction to the developer mindset, the step-by-step debugging method you studied earlier, and your hands-on work building a version static site. The goal here is to practice a professional debugging workflow. Observe a broken layout, diagnose the root cause with dev tools, apply a fix, and document what you found. This is a skill you will use every single day as a developer. You are provided with a deliberately broken HTML/CSS project. See the starter files linked in the resources section. The project is a simple three-section landing page for a fictional web agency. It contains exactly 4 display bugs that have been intentionally introduced. Your job is to find all 4, understand why each one occurs, fix them in the source code, and write a short diagnosis report explaining your reasoning. Here is a description of the 4 bugs you must locate and fix. The visual symptoms are described deliberately without revealing the cause. Finding the cause is your analytical task. 1. The navigation bar items are stacked vertically instead of displayed in a horizontal row. 2. The hero section background image is not visible, even though the image file exists in the project folder tree. A learn more button overflows outside its container on small viewport widths. Resize your browser window to below 600px to reproduce. 4. The footer text is invisible. It is there in the DOM, but you cannot see it on the page. For each bug, open the page in your browser, reproduce the symptom, then open DevTools, F12 or right-click greater than inspect. Use the Elements panel to navigate the DOM. Examine the styles and computed panels to trace which CSS rules are active, overridden, or missing. Make your hypothesis. Test a live fix directly in DevTools first, then once confirmed, apply the fix to your actual source files. Do not skip the live testing step in DevTools. It is central to the professional debugging workflow this workshop is training. Once all 4 bugs are fixed and your page displays correctly, write a short diagnosis report, plain text or markdown, minimum 200 words, that covers what each bug was, where in the CSS it originated, what clue in DevTools led you to it, and what you changed to fix it. This report is as important as the code fix itself. It trains you to articulate technical reasoning, which is essential in collaborative development environments. Commit your fixed code using meaningful commit messages, as practiced in your recent Git workshops, and push it to a repository. Submit both the repository link and your diagnosis report before the deadline. A few practical pieces of advice to help you through this. If you are stuck on a bug, start by isolating the affected element in the Elements panel and reading every rule in the Styles panel from top to bottom. Pay close attention to struck-through rules, they are almost always a clue. The box model diagram in the DevTools computed panel is your best friend for layout bugs. For the background image bug, check the path value in DevTools and cross-reference it with your actual folder structure. For the overflow bug, think about which CSS property controls how an element behaves when its content exceeds its container. You are allowed and encouraged to consult your previous course materials and any online resources. MDN WebDocs is particularly reliable for CSS property references. You may ask a peer for a second pair of eyes, but make sure you write your own diagnosis report based on your own understanding.